This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Couple weeks, Charles Barkley comes out and said, if I see a black man wearing a Trump shirt, I'm going to beat him up. Well, it's funny because here's Charles Barkley complaining about Democrat Party policies and politics.
Man, and this thing, this crime wave we got going around the country where people just running in stores, this is crazy, man. This is crazy. People just running in stores, robbing people, all this homeless stuff. It's to the point, yo, man, we elected y'all to do y'all job. Y'all do your job. Stop this homelessness stuff. Get these people off the street. Find some other way to leave them in front of just out and taking advantage of the public. And, hey, if you come in these stores robbing people, number one, it's open season on your ass. But also, if we catch you, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
You know, I've been coming up here to New York to do this show for like the last couple months. And like two.
And you see the streets. You see the streets in New York.
3 weeks ago on TV, they had these migrants. First of all, the border is a joke. The border is a joke.
Yeah.
But they had these migrants, they call them, that just bust up in New York. They got them on camera kicking and beating like cops. They beat up these
two cops.
Yeah.
Beating up two cops.
But,
beating up two police officers.
But they were
in the subway
teammates.
Station.
They were out of jail in 24 hours. And the next day.
Actually, it was the same day, Charles.
But, but 2 days later, they called them robbing Macy's. I'm like,
wow.
First of all, they beat up cops. How are you out of jail in 24 hours? And then clearly, 2 days later, they're robbing Macy's. Anybody, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, a dog, a cat, or a puppy, you know that's wrong. Period.
Yeah, all the
but it's woke culture.
We know that.
But with woke culture and everything else that's been going on, you've got folks on the left that have endorsed a more lenient legal system, and obviously folks on the right going crazy about it and calling for law and order. Who do you side with, considering our iniquitous history, what's going on today?
We are crazy. You're calling for law and order. You're crazy.
Biden and Trump, in all likelihood, running for office. What do you do, Charles? Who do you vote for?
First of all, we need law and order, Stephen A. We need law and order. Hey, trying to fix inequalities has nothing to do with letting people go in stores and rob people. That has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with diversity or having inequalities. Letting random people just run in all these stores stealing stuff. And, you know, because innocent people, they should always be protected. But we need law and order. Yeah, do we need to address diversity and inequalities? 100%. But to go out here and says, oh, like this is my personal favorite. Unless you steal $1,000, we're not going to press charges. Well, Stephen A., I want that same damn deal. I want to be able to.
How about the $53 million in prepaid credit cards for migrants?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on, man. And
black folks been in the streets, Latinos been in the streets homeless, minorities have been in the streets homeless, starving for years. We ain't never got, anything like that.
Right.
I grew up on welfare.
Hey,
what are they talking about? I'm like, we ain't never had nothing like that.
They didn't, we're going to find $53 million. I'm like, damn, we can do a lot with $53 million. I mean, but, man, that's why I say this whole thing is broken.
So here's what's so frustrating. No, it's not. It's Democrat Party politics. You know, here's what's so frustrating is that they just can't put two and two together. Now, if I want to learn how to rebound or play with my back to the basket, you know, in basketball, then I'm going to call up Charles Barkley. He's one of the greatest of all time. But, see, the problem is these people won't listen to voices that know what they're talking about when it comes to politics because they've been scared off of them, and they say, oh, it's racist, it's xenophobic, it's homophobic, it's all this stuff. It's like, no, those are lies used to attack people that are actually informed. So there you have Charles Barkley, who comes out and talks trash on Donald Trump, and then complains about every single Democrat Party policy that Trump stands against, but then won't come out and say, yeah, well, maybe I should vote for Trump. He won't do it. So it's like, you're almost there. You're almost.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, joining me now is Malcolm Flex, former football player, fitness enthusiast, but really popular now for his common sense political takes on his Twitter account. And Malcolm, I got to ask you out of the gates here. We just played that Charles Barkley clip. Would you wear a Trump shirt in front of Charles Barkley, or would you feel comfortable doing that?
I don't think my comfort would be affected one way or the other. I mean, honestly, it's Charles Barkley. We're not talking about prime Mike Tyson or anybody. Let's be honest. So, I mean, clearly I would.
Well, I mean, he said he would punch you, though. I mean...
Nah, I highly doubt that. Trust me. Let's be honest. I highly doubt that. And even if he did get one off again, it probably ain't landing. If it does, it's bad for him. But you know what? Look, Chuck and I are both common sense Alabama boys. I'm pretty sure we can come to something.
Well, and you say that, the common sense. And I actually, there's a lot of things that Charles has said over the years that I think have common sense behind them. I think he thinks for himself, and there's respect enough just from that aspect alone. But, you know, he goes on that rant, we played it in the opening segment, complaining about all the Democrat Party policies. So what is missing here? And Stephen A's kind of been doing the same thing. He directs it a little bit more, I think, at the Democrats. But it's like, Malcolm, what is going on here where they complain about every single Democrat Party policy and result, and it's like they still don't get the source of it. It's like they still can't realize that it's their vote that does this. What is going on with that?
Owen, I think we are not giving them credit. They get what's going on. The problem is they can't say what's going on. They understand that by them going ahead and revealing all of, you know, the tea that, oh, this is a political insider. This is a good old boy game where, you know, again, they want us to dance and gyrate in front of you and never blame Democrats. And then the Democrats get in and they sit, you know, they send all these horrible policies your way. They know they can't say that out loud. So what they're doing is they're hinting at it. They're trying to hint at the shift of, oh, maybe we kind of need to, you know, move away from the Biden train and, you know, all the political nonsense that's really been screwing everything up. But we can't say that because then the people that donate to us, the people that, you know, give us our money or, God forbid, you know, they send some suited men to our door and tell us, hey, you guys need to rein in a little bit. God forbid they will descend upon us. So what they do is they play this little game where they hint at it. They'll never come to the answer. They just hope that you, the viewer, or, you know, the person that's actually getting shown the clip will arrive at the answer that, hey, guys, we're not part of the problem. Spoiler alert, they really are part of the problem. So they'll be like, it's not our fault, but we see it's happening and something needs to change. And then they can pretty much, you know, sort of wipe their hands of it and go back to their mansions and, you know, enjoy their millions. But this is just a sign that the narrative is being broken to the point where now they have to address this.
Yeah.
See, five or 10 years ago, they would have ignored it. They would have been like, what are y'all talking about? You know, this stuff ain't happening. We ain't, you know, we're not seeing crime. The border's great. Biden's doing amazing. They can't do that anymore, you know? the good old days of, you know, having Hillary Clinton go on with hot sauce in her purse and everybody and all the A-lister black celebrities clap and act like it's A-okay and acceptable. Those days are gone because we have a new bastion of speech that allows us to pierce that narrative.
Hey, but don't forget Biden with the fried chicken, too, now, okay? It wasn't just Hillary. Hillary literally likes the hot sauce and the Biden fried chicken. You know, that's actually a fresh take, though. That's a fresh take to think that, hey, they're trying to say it without actually saying it and getting themselves in trouble, which still is kind of pathetic. But I guess there's a little bit of, you know, okay, at least that maybe they're trying in some way, shape, or form. So I guess then my issue becomes, Do the consumers, do the ones hearing this message, can they put two and two together? Because I'm like, if they can't put that two and two together on their own, then Charles and Stephen A. kind of, you know, doing this tiptoe dance around it, I don't really think that's going to help. Do you think the consumers there of the Stephen A. Smith podcast or that type of commentary that's more popular, I mean, even The Rock, I got The Rock saying it, do you think the consumers, yeah, do you think they can put two and two together?
This is going to be hilarious because, you know, there are multiple camps in this train of thought. There are people who believe that, you know, the black community doesn't get the news and that the black community doesn't quite see that. I'm quite tapped in with the black community. Again, I operate, you know, around the HBCU. My family, you know, we're very deeply rooted in the black community. I go to barbershops and I stuff all the time on those ends of towns. Heck, I even live proximal to it. And let me just tell you, discourse has changed quite a bit in the black community. A lot of people are fed up with it. You know, you can go into some of the black spaces. And that's another thing. The Rock even said he doesn't endorse it. Like, when you have Dwayne The Rock Johnson, one of the most Teflon, bulletproof men in media, saying that they don't agree with what's happening, that they regret endorsing Biden, that's when you know it's piercing the veil to the point where normal people can see it. So their intelligence sources are telling us, like, hey, Biden is a pariah. This whole Democrat message, this woke multicultural message, it ain't working. And I can tell you, because I've listened in to black spaces, I've talked with a lot of popular black leaders on that side of the internet, on those sides of the town. They know what's up. They know the Zeus Network, you know, the fried chicken and hot sauce and, you know, electric slide kind of rallies that the Democrats love to throw for black people. They're not working anymore, and they're pissed off about it. So the message is getting through. The thing is, the people who won't get the message are actually the whites. And I don't mean the regular whites. I mean the white liberals. They're the ones that are so disconnected from it that they read their CNN, you know, they read the CNN articles or their little news clippings. And they think, oh, yeah, Biden's doing a great job. He's perfect. He's doing great for the minorities. Truth be told, minorities in the community. And if you look at places like in Chicago, where they are now ousting these youth programs, which are some of these black youths only escape, some of their only contact with male figures that give them a break from the harsh reality that they live in, they are ousting them from those facilities to house migrants. Meanwhile, you have footage of this coming to people. That's why Chuck has to get on. No, that's why he has to get on with Stephen A. Smith and talk about it. And Stephen A. Smith is a virulent Democrat. He would never talk about this in normal situations, but he has to. They have to. So the fact that they're running defensive cover means that you are penetrating some of this formerly, you know, just unassailable narrative stronghold that the Democrats have had. And it's a great day. Let me just tell you, it's a great day. It's a long time coming.
Well, and, you know, I've seen so much other evidence where people will just go out in the streets, whether it's downtown Atlanta or even just here in Austin, and they'll just be people out at night and it'll be black Americans. And they'll say, oh, you know, who are you voting for? Do you like Biden? And the message is pretty much the same. A lot of these people, it's not just like a tacit support of Trump. Like they like Trump. They're like, no, I want Trump back. I want money in my pocket. I want to be able to afford bills. Like I want a good economy. Well, of course, who doesn't? And so I've kind of had this theory, too, where we saw a million, maybe a million and a half people in Washington, D.C. on January 6th that believed the election was stolen from Donald Trump. And at that point, it's really your hardcore politicos. It's your kind of P1 Trump supporters. It's the people that follow the news every day. And so that they had to be out there. They felt it was a major moment. Well, I get this feeling that let's say this plays out and Biden runs against Trump and Biden wins. I get this feeling that it's not going to be the tier one Trump supporters, the hardcore politicos, you know, showing up in Washington D.C. by the millions. I think people everywhere are going to be outraged. I mean, I'm not talking like Black Lives Matter type style riots, but I mean, there's going to be this organic, there's going to be this organic kind of grassroots denial of a stolen election. I don't see how they can get away with that. And like I said, I don't think it's going to be a million people in D.C. I think it's going to be people all over the country saying, hey, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. I don't know a Biden voter. I know plenty of people that like Trump. I don't know a single Biden voter. How can this be?
Yeah, Owen, see, that's the thing, man. Like, if you listen to any and everybody that's sort of on the, I got to run a cover, I got to run a defense, the one thing they say is something's got to change. You listen to them. Just do your deep listening. That's, you know, that's a little lesson in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming and propaganda. You'll understand that something has got to change. It's sort of a subtle cue as Biden ain't it. Like, we can't have this. And they understand that if the nation continues, we won't have a nation very soon. You know, they're seeing the money. The average American is not that financially literate, but they can look at their own pocketbooks. They can look at the cost of eggs, the cost of a gallon of milk, the cost of a gallon of gas, which, again, you hinted at. We got to empty out the SPRs to make it happen. They can look at those numbers and tell, okay, we can't live if this continues. So if Biden wins...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
She's actually tired of that. Even if, you know, she was a man, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want people to be doing that to you. So that kind of eliminates her from contention unless you have a Clinton official literally come push her into it. So you're not going to run Gavin Newsom. California's legendarily bad. Gavin Newsom just, you know, he's got a little charisma, but I just don't see it happening. So it's kind of like, what do you do? Well, let's go ahead and let Trump take the reins, you know, swing the pendulum back. And let's do as much damage on the back end congressionally and judicially as possible. So they think probably if we jam them up once during 1-4 years, we can do it again when he's got a weekend term, which is why him picking his successor is all the more important now than ever. You can't replace Biden. That's exactly. That's the issue. Nobody has had a chance to campaign. They don't have a dark horse loaded in the wings. Even if they did, the amount of money that they're going to have to push to get him to actually pull him or her, really, or they, or them, or Zim, to get them to actually get that far ahead of Trump in the polls when Trump's message is resonating, that's insane, you know. I mean, I don't think they wouldn't pull it off, but honestly, that just seems very unlikely and inefficient when you can just, you know, sort of play defense for a little bit.
Yeah, and they certainly look at their plans as drawn out, and so they could figure, well, we need to do X, Y, and Z before 2030, so we can deal with 4 years of Trump and just put other apparatuses up, and then retake over in 2028. Malcolm Flex is our guest. Now, okay, let's get back to The Rock, and let me play this short clip. It's about 40 seconds. And by the way, The Rock has actually made a couple other statements. He's done a couple other interviews recently. He's been on Fox News a lot lately. So I think that kind of gives more credence to what Malcolm was saying earlier. But here's The Rock saying he refuses to endorse Joe Biden again. Clip one.
You made that endorsement in 2020. Are you happy with the state of America?
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this. This is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no.
So now there's a couple other things I want to put out there, too, and get Malcolm's response and let the audience understand. So The Rock has been showing up on Fox News lately, saying very similar things to that and talking about the issues. It's also noteworthy that The Rock has made an epic return to the WWE recently, and he's basically now the star of the show again. He's basically now the main character again. And so he's also made that return. And when we remember that Vince McMahon is good friends with Donald Trump, formerly the chairman of the WWE. I suspect he'll be back when he clears up this legal stuff. I'd bet on it. And then McMahon's wife worked in the Trump administration. I think it's fair to say that the WWE is not leftist or liberal. And so I would imagine the Rock coming out and making political statements kind of even opens the door where you know, maybe other WWE superstars want to make some political statements. I mean, I don't expect it to go full UFC with the way that those guys talk, but, you know, maybe that kind of opens the door that, hey, it's okay to talk about this stuff if The Rock can. So we can see how that follows. But do you think it's the same thing? Because I think even this example is even a better example of what you were talking about earlier, where you talk about Charles and Stephen A. Smith, like, hey, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, the Democrats are causing all this, but I can't say Democrat. But, you know, The Rock just showing his face on Fox and having interviews like this, I think, yeah, I mean, to me, it gives more to that theory.
Yeah. No, it's 110% that. Now, there are a couple of ways to take this, and unfortunately, you know, we don't have the time to delve into the deep strategic leveling and, you know, how we view this. But at the same time, you can look at it as this. On the surface, The Rock realizes that endorsing Biden was a bad idea. Now, going a little bit layer deeper, you can say, okay, we've kind of gotten the data and we've seen that, hey, the American public, populism pays, or going slightly apolitical with a bent towards common sense, you know, pays. If you want to go a layer deeper into the strategy, you can say, okay, so we see now that exposing the world to all of this woke multiculturalism has done irreparable damage to the left. So what we're going to do is seeing that X now has a huge level of strong, you know, a huge right-wing presence, and Elon's not committed to censoring right-leaning talking points, at least in the most basic sense of it. We're going to instead kick the ball over to the right and let them expose some of their crazies like the left did, and then see how that goes. And we're going to have popular figures like The Rock make it safe for people to see that stuff, right? So that's how you can actually view that. Then you can go a whole extra layer deeper saying that, hey, we're going to go ahead and we're going to plant The Rock over here and right, and we're going to attempt to water down the populist and conservative message by bringing in more and more regular normies to the discourse. And maybe that dilutes some of this and we can seed in some of our bad ideas. Now, I don't know which path you take, but on the surface, I say that's the safest bet to say is that, look, people are finding out that, you know, the data is in, woke multiculturalism, you know, this whole leftist message, it doesn't pay very well. It's not good. It's unappealing. It's unattractive. And this whole Bolshevism that they've ushered in where it's a circular firing squad, it's not conducive for pushing for policy because they always turn and bite the hand that feeds them. They bite the liberals' hands. You know, if you have ever paid any attention to leftists, they hate liberals. So that being said, they're going to pivot away from that, discard their old toys, you know, do the whole Toy Story, I don't want to play with you anymore. Yeah, rock with a MAGA hat. I actually like that look.
Will it happen?
Look, you have to embrace them a little. And this is why I tell a lot of the hardcore MAGA, you cannot play this exclusionary, you know, we were here first game. Embrace them. Give them a pat on the head, you know, do kind of like what a master would do with a puppy and say, hey, good job. Come on.
Well, and, here's another thing, too, and I want to get a closing comment, but I think it's important to add this context. Folks, not everybody sees the world like you see it or even has the opportunity to. I mean, people are busy, you know, and I think, you know, The Rock is obviously a busy guy. He might not know what's going on. He literally might not have any clue what's going on. And then when he ran that fundraising campaign for Maui and got all that pushback, like, hey, dude, we're broke out here. What are you asking us for money? You know, that might have been an eye-opening experience for him. He might have been like, whoa, wow, people are really struggling. What's going on with this economy? So I always try to urge people not to leap to conclusions that are unclear because you never know. And then when you do, you might push somebody away from our movement that might be valuable. Like, who knows? Maybe in a month or two, The Rock does put on a MAGA hat.
MAGA Rock, man. I love it. I love it.
He's the final boss right now in WWE, though. He's the big heel.
I know. Yeah, he's got the push, man. Dude, WWE culture is back. We are so back, boys.
You know, I got to say, we're closing out with WWE. The WWE has been going in the wrong direction since they started adding political correctness and trying to, you know, cater to like a G-rated television show. But bringing The Rock back, and then they also brought this girl, I forget her name. This girl's probably like the best fresh face to happen to the WWE in a long time. So maybe we are back. Malcolm Flex says we're back. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's onto something. Malcolm, where can people follow you?
All right. Yeah, go ahead and, you know, it was on the Chiron. Go ahead and follow me on X. That's currently my only presence at the moment, but I'm working on diversifying the minute I get off my lazy bum. So X at Malcolm_Flex48. Promise you drop a little bit of, you know, lore or.
All right, you're probably still bench pressing like 400 pounds, lazy bum my ass. Don't give me that.
I won't disclose that, but yeah. Thanks for having me, Owen. Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, good time, Malcolm. Hey, good time, man. Thank you for joining us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
InfoWarsStore.com and do yourself a favor. yourself a great health product, health supplement like Survival Shield X3. You can go research the thyroid issues. You can go research the iodine deficiency issues, and you'll land at the same conclusion we did. We need to put out, we need to consume even ourselves, myself, a nascent iodine supplement, a high-quality, easily absorbable nascent iodine supplement. That's why we have created Survival Shield X3 at InfoWarsStore.com. Currently on sale for you. We know you'll become a repeat customer. That's why we make the highest quality supplements with the highest quality ingredients, because we want you to become a repeat customer. Whether it's the great Survival Shield X3, or whether it's Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula for joint pain and stiffness and inflammation, it's just incredible for all of those things. InfoWarsStore.com is the source, and of course, you support us as well. Or maybe you think that Biden and the Democrats or the globalists are just going to completely collapse our country. You might want to have an emergency food supply, insurance you can eat. We sell the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And they already come ready to be stored in the highest quality containers as well. So it's ready to be stored. It's ready to be shipped right now. The 3 month, the 6 month, the 1 year options for you at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. And here we are every day on the air. It is a victory and an honor to be with you. All right, we now go to our next guest, and that is Jeremy from The Quartering. Quartering is one of the most popular channels on Rumble, continues to get more popular. He does great guest interviews there, also does some shorts on his Twitter account responding to viral stories and clips. Jeremy from The Quartering joins me now. Jeremy, thank you for being here today.
Oh, and thanks so much for having me on. It's an honor. It's good to see you all suited up, looking good, looking dapper, doing the work on a Friday here. So thanks for having me.
Well, Jeremy, do you feel safer today? Do you feel safer today knowing that a grandmother, a 70-plus-year-old woman from Colorado who was praying at the Capitol on January 6th, do you feel safer today knowing that a D.C. jury found her guilty and will send her to prison? Do you feel safer today?
Well, I can say that when I walk outside now, I definitely don't have to look over my shoulder for some kind old lady who might be attacking me with some fresh baked cookies. So, yeah, I think it's great that our government is definitely not weaponizing the justice system against their political opponents.
So she faces up to a year in prison and potentially $200,000 worth of fines. Now, obviously, there's going to be some more developments in this case before she gets sentenced, and eventually whatever her sentencing is, it's not going to be that. I would assume it's not going to be that. That would be the max. But, you know, what's sad is, and so people always said to me, like, well, hey, why didn't you go to trial? Why did you take a plea deal? Well, this is why, folks. You think a D.C. jury? I would have had she got, I think it was like, there was another one too. It was like 5 of 7 charges or something. Well, they were trying to hit me with 3 charges, or it was plea down to a lesser misdemeanor of trespassing. They still treat me like a felon, but that's a different story. So this is why. Now, the people that are taking it to trial, I respect them. That's their legal decision. That's the legal advice. That's what they wanted to do. I respect that. That's the decision they made. I didn't want to go to trial. I didn't want to face all these charges. I probably would still be in jail if I would have. And so this is a problem that I think people maybe don't fully grasp. And that's why I'm very careful when I talk about this. When you're in that courtroom and you have a Democrat on the bench and you have Democrats in the jury and you have Democrat plaintiffs and Democrats attorneys all in that room, and you realize all these people are against me. Truth doesn't matter. Justice doesn't matter. None of that matters. All that matters is they hate me and they're here to get me. It really hits differently, and they prove it now. So, a praying grandma that likes to bake cookies, she's probably going to go to jail.
Yeah, prison, really. Like, you know, and I think that if you're an average everyday American and you're not tuned in to InfoWars, you don't follow Owen, or you don't follow me on Rumble, for example, you aren't I can't believe turning on the news and still seeing people being prosecuted for this when, you know, you can push someone in front of the train in New York City and walk scot-free, apparently. It's so bizarre to me. Again, maybe she's a sympathetic figure. Maybe they'll give her a break. But literally nothing over the past several years would lead me to believe that this woman's not going to regret going to trial.
And here she is crying. I mean, and here's the other part of this, too. I mean, yeah, you have the personal response of you don't want to go to prison. But there's kind of a second level of that of realizing, like, oh, my God, my country is gone. Like, this is my country now. And so I think that's really what draws her to tears is not even as much that she could potentially be sent to prison or have these massive fines. It's that, oh, my gosh, this is how corrupt my country is.
When I talk to people about this, when I cover these type of stories, I always go out of my way to say, you know, news coming from America, not North Korea, not Russia, not China, America. We're arresting and we're prosecuting political opponents, American citizens, for having the wrong allegiance politically. And it's, I try to emphasize that point that, yeah, she probably is crying because, I mean, this is not supposed to be happening in the land of the free, allegedly.
Well, you know what? Speaking of that, you went to Rumble because that's where you believed it was the best choice for you to have your show and engage in free speech. And so let's talk about that issue kind of at large and everything we witnessed. Really, I think the kind of threshold would be 2018. And that's not to say there hadn't been other censorship in the past, but I put it at 2018, and maybe that's my bias. But that's when they wiped Alex and InfoWars and me off of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and everything else was 2018. And so then we obviously saw the censorship ahead of 2020 with the Biden laptop. And then that kind of leads us to some alternative options that have come and went in the past. But it seems that Rumble has now, I would say, made itself a suitable, at least option, if not competitor, to YouTube. Musk purchasing X has returned that to, I mean, more free speech than it was before. It's probably maybe 90% of what it could be, maybe 95%, you might say. But what would you say? I mean, your success on Rumble, you know, where do you put that in comparison to YouTube? Where do you put this battle for free speech right now?
Well, as somebody who's covered and supported, and just like you all have, you know, out of necessity, new tech options, whether, you know, there's always been something out there that was a competitor to YouTube. But the difference with Rumble is that they've stood up against so many of the barriers that, other competitors have, and they've burst through them. I mean, they're publicly traded. They're not going away quite as easily as some of these other sites. And so I do believe that, especially going into this election season, especially if, things continue in this manner from a censorship perspective, Rumble will be seen as a legitimate competitor. There are people who live stream on Rumble. Dan Bongino has 100 to 200,000 live viewers in the morning. People like to say, oh, who's on Rumble? Who's on Rumble? Those are people who are pretending. They're like, oh, no, YouTube's the best. I mean, I have almost 200,000 followers on Rumble and who watch my content there, who tune in nightly on my live streams at 5:30 Eastern. And, you know, it feels so great. It's got to feel good for you, too, to know that, like, okay, well, if they get me off YouTube, now I've got Rumble, and I can still reach other people, or you guys have your own.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners,
You've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Crushing it, and you would like, I don't know what they call them, parlays or whatever. You'd put out a message or a video, and you would get like thousands of interactions. It's like, what is this? What is this? Is what it's like to not be shadow banned and not censored. Oh, I'm not crazy. There are people out there who want to see my content. That's what that you're 100% right. It's almost like a euphoric feeling. It's like, oh, that's why I only get 100 likes on a post. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, it's being denied that access, being denied that ability, but it's not because it's not something like it's not like, oh, I can't run anymore. It's like somebody put shackles on your ankle. Somebody put a an anvil attached to your hip, and so it's like you're trying to run, but you just can't. And then somebody just clink, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can run.
Yeah, it's wild. It's a great time. I'm loving seeing so many of the established like media who push this corporate narratives out there. It, like on X, for example, just getting completely crushed in the replies. You go on Rumble now, you can watch a Trump speech. You know you're seeing the whole thing. There's hundreds of thousands of people that I was at the RNC convention. I think there was 300,000-400,000 people watching live on Rumble. That would never have happened on YouTube. It never would have happened. And so as more people embrace new tech, it's not alt tech anymore. It's new tech. Freedom of speech is the number one foundational reason that people are making the move. And it's incredible because we've never needed the free flow of information more than we need it right now.
Oh, it's so imperative. And I mean, who knows what, I mean,
I don't buy these numbers they put out, really, because I don't even know what math. I mean, there's no math that really exists, but they say, well, if they didn't censor the Biden laptop or they didn't censor this or that, or whatever, it could have changed the election like this, that, or the other thing. I don't look at it as like arbitrary numbers. I just look at it as we're able to have the discussion. Because another level is, too, it was so hard. This was actually the challenge. In 2020, and even beyond probably, but like with the Google search algorithms and everything else, it was so hard. If you're having a conversation and you're like, oh, no, I know that's true, and you try to search it on any of these, you couldn't even find it. It was like you couldn't even find it. Now, like, X at least gives you a chance to find it and share it and be like, see, here's what I'm talking about. So it was like they didn't even allow you the ability to share information. I mean, beyond just a social media, like you couldn't text it, you couldn't message it, you couldn't email it, you couldn't even pull it up on your phone to show somebody.
Yeah, that's been a big helpful point, too. And now that it's out there, or if it's in video format, right? Like, oh, I just saw this video an hour ago. Oh, it got taken down. Well, now you know it's going to be up on Rumble, or it's most likely going to be up on X, which is a million times better than what it was. And it's become so powerful in changing people's minds and showing people the real kind of unfettered truth. And that is relatively new. I mean, I can't think of another time when you can, in throughout history, because even when we had newspapers, they were also slanted. So now you're seeing real on-the-ground journalism. You get to go see what the border's like. You get to go see what it's like to live in New York. God, I don't know who would want to do that. You go see to live. You see what these people are doing. And there's no static. You can see it real time. And I don't think we've ever, maybe early on in the internet days, before, you know, the machine realized how powerful it was. But, I mean, I can't think of a time in my life when I've been able to just search something up and find uncut, unfiltered videos on the topic I'm looking for.
Well, I would say maybe the best example would be 2016, and that's what it was, is they realized what a massive political tool these platforms, which they didn't anticipate. I mean, really, I don't think Jack Dorsey anticipated Twitter becoming a big political tool. I don't think Mark Zuckerberg anticipated Facebook becoming a big political information space. You know, maybe YouTube might have anticipated that a little bit more, but they didn't anticipate the Trump stuff. So I think that they realized that, oh my gosh, you know, we have party opposition that can make a big impact and have influence on these sites. We got to do something about it. And they did. And we watched what happened. Now, I want to move on quickly here. I want to play this clip for you and get your response, because this is just, I mean, folks, this is just outrageous. This is a public defender in Seattle. I don't know if my guest here with me, Jeremy from The Quartering, I don't know if he's seen this or not, so we might be getting a raw response to this.
Yeah.
Have you seen Stephanie Miller, the public defender in Seattle? Oh, well, this is one hell of a lady, Jeremy. Okay, so I don't want your wife getting jealous here. All right, but here's one hell of a lady. Check out Stephanie Mueller, the public defendant in Seattle here.
Let me check on that.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, baby.
That is a lot of woman. That is...
Hold on, it gets better.
About my client?
Yeah.
I just met her. She's really nice. She's really smart. She sounds like she's got the right idea about things. I really support what she's up to, and I think it's fabulous. How about that?
God, she's accused of, what is it, criminal trespass?
In the first degree, yes.
Is she innocent or guilty?
She's innocent, of course.
She's innocent, okay.
What is...
Well, she's caught on video being arrested and protesting and allegedly protesting. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to get all sides. So
well, my client has pled not guilty. My name is Stephanie Mueller. I'm in the directory for the Washington State Bar Association. You can look me up.
Okay. So Stephanie, thank you for your time. At this point, your client is being arraigned, though.
It's all just happened. Her hearing is over.
Got it.
It's done.
All right. Do you know when her next court date is?
I do.
I'd like to maybe just keep tabs if they're...
I think that's a great idea.
How does she get down into her purse with those...
Oh. Take care.
Massive.
Thank you, Stephanie.
All right, Jeremy, let's get your response.
Is she also formerly a teacher in Canada?
Very similar looking. Her the teacher in Canada's breasts are actually larger.
is that a mess? Okay, all right. Well, I didn't know. Maybe they're long lost twins. I mean, that is a lot of woman. I'm not sure what is. I'm not sure. okay, fortunately they're a public defender, because I could you imagine you're like, oh man, I got a speeding ticket, I got a we could need a public defender, and you're like, just put your let's put the cuffs on. What jury is gonna? Oh my God.
Now, hold on a second. Let me push back on that a little bit. I've dealt with some public defenders before. I've never done anything like that. But I don't know. Stephanie might not be so bad. She might not be so bad, because if you think about it, if you're in Seattle and the jury sees a transgender, they might be like, ooh, I kind of like that. But I don't know. I mean, I listen to Stephanie talk, and Stephanie seems to know what she's talking about. She seems to, I don't know, you know, the appearance... The appearance might not be so bad.
Yeah, you've changed my mind. I just got woke. I think that it's smart to use that. I would say that this jury is. I mean, by the way, this lawyer does not skip arm day.
No, this is a very fit woman.
Yeah, this woman is. This is a very fit woman.
I kind of like Stephanie. I'm going to be honest.
I'm coming around. I think I love the. What if it was all just a genius, you know, like this individual knew that they would have favorable juries because of that exact reason. Like, hey, I don't want to be transphobic, so not guilty.
I think I like Stephanie. I think I'm actually a fan. I don't hate anybody. I'll give anybody a chance. And but she goes all the way. She's like, hey, if this is my strategy, I'm going triple D. You're getting it all, baby.
I will agree with you 1,000% on that. Stephanie is committed, and I'll take that over, you know, a grown man shaving his beard in the Planet Fitness locker room. At least this individual is, you're right. That took some time. All that lipstick, makeup, wig, gigantic front porch. They spend time in the gym. You're right. I think if more people tried this hard to pass, I think it would be a good thing.
I think I'm a fan of Stephanie. She's getting a lot of pushback, obviously, because it's a trendy thing. But Stephanie has my support. I say go, Stephanie. I say go, and I hope she has a great record as a public defender. Maybe she opens her own practice. You know, Seattle might be the right place to do it.
Yeah, slay queen. I think the best of luck to Stephanie. You've turned me into a fan as well. One man at a time, you can be a PR agency for Stephanie.
And you know, if
there's 70, that's even more impressive. That is an incredible figure at 70 years old.
I'm telling you, go Stephanie, go.
Yeah, wow. I mean. Yeah,
and you know what? Look,
if
I want to play the misogynist card, you know what? Men can be better at women than women now. So
it would appear Stephanie Mueller, public defender, 70 years old, out there just crushing it.
Yep. And if she gets her client off too, I will say, Stephanie, I'll pop a bottle. I don't care what the politics involved are. I'm in. I'm down.
Every case she wins, I'm in. I will celebrate.
And who knows? Maybe there's a little bonus in the, in the realm here too. If that's all. All right, Jeremy from The Quartering, great stuff as always. Follow him on X at The Quartering and on Rumble The Quartering as well, where I've been a guest. It's always a good time. Jeremy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend, bud.
I'll have a good weekend. Probably not as good as Stephanie Mueller, though. I don't know if anybody can have a good weekend as that. Probably having a lot of fun, if you know what I mean.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.